Russia is braced for continued financial market fallout from the weekend arrest of the country's richest man. Mikhail Khodorkovsky, head of Russia's biggest oil company, was charged with 7 counts of tax evasion, fraud, and embezzlement. He's being held without bail in a notoriously overcrowded Moscow prison, and he's likely to remain there until a hearing set for the end of December. Prosecutors say Khodorkovsky's arrest is part of a crackdown on corruption, but commentators in Russia suggest the move is political. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Why was Khodorkovsky arrested?
Well, indeed, political commentators from across the political spectrum seem to agree that not Mr. Khodorkovsky's business activities so much as his political activities are probably the real reason that he was arrested. Mr. Khodorkovsky, of course, being among this very rich class of young businessmen, aggressive young businessmen who became rich, wealthy people practically overnight in the mid-1990s, early 1990s, when state property was sold off. Many of these so-called oligarchs bought up the state property at very, very low prices. In the last few years, Mr. Khodorkovsky had created one of the most transparent companies in Russia. Yukos is the country's largest oil company. The thing about Mr. Khodorkovsky that seems to have irritated the authorities is that in the year 2000, there was an agreement between President Putin and this class of rich oligarchs that, look, we will not touch you and your wealth as long as you stay out of politics. Stay out of our arena, we'll stay out of yours. Mr. Khodorkovsky violated that agreement very blatantly. He entered into politics. He was actively financing opposition political parties. And the Kremlin simply could not allow a sworn opponent running the country's largest company, that he represented a political threat to the Kremlin. So this is why the charges against him are being seen as political.
Several other Russian oligarchs have left Russia, but not Khodorkovsky. Guess business was too good.
Well, that's an interesting question. Yes, many other oligarchs have left the country and have been pursued by Russian authorities. It's up to debate. Mr. Khodorkovsky, of course, was a good deal richer than any of these other people who were being pursued. His worth is estimated up to $11 billion. And he indeed had said that he was ready for arrest. He said he preferred what he called being a political prisoner to political exile. Now, we don't know if this was just bravado. We do know that his company had said that they had prepared contingency plans in case he was arrested. But I can tell you that his company representatives looked very ashen-faced over the weekend after he was taken away, after he was arrested and put into prison.
What's the reaction there to the arrest?
We have to remind people that Russia and the Kremlin itself is the scene of what is perceived as a battle between two different wings of Kremlin power. There are people left over mostly from the Yeltsin era, more business-friendly, more liberal, if you will. And then there are the largely former KGB, now Federal Security Service, FSB types, who came to power with President Putin. And what the interpretation here is this, that this represents a victory for these conservative forces over the more liberal forces in the Kremlin, that it's a turning point in Russian politics, and that it's meant to serve as an example, that anyone in this country can be rounded up at any time if they are deemed a threat to the Kremlin. Of course, we have opposition parties in Russia, the opposition communist, more liberal parties, but none of them represented the kind of wild card threat that Mr. Khodorkovsky did with his wealth and the ability to bankroll independent candidates and independent parties.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.